This episode of The Compendium was sponsored by Envisage Life Coach, my own private coaching practice helping people clarify their career calling and creating a more fulfilling life for themselves. Check out the show notes to learn more. Welcome to The Compendium, a resource that's designed to help you spend less time learning D&D and more time actually playing. So moving on with movement, I think the last thing that I wanted to talk about a little bit was types of movement. We've already talked about some of these when we were talking about combat, like swimming, for example. Yeah. But a couple other things that I don't think we clarified yet are climbing, crawling, and then both a long jump and a high jump, because of course, all of these things have different numbers and different calculations assigned to them. First of all, yes. Before we even get into that, how often do you employ these particular mechanics in your games?
Fairly often, actually.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah. The climbing, swimming, and crawling are nice because they use the exact same rule. Okay. And swimming along with that. And so we talked about crawling before, where basically just adds 1 foot for every 1 foot you move.
No, so it's like difficult terrain.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Which stacks with difficult terrain, like we said. So climbing, crawling, and swimming is just, you're a little bit slower. So whether you're the Dread Pirate Roberts climbing the Cliffs of Insanity, or you're crawling through the underbrush like Robin Hood, ready to ambush somebody, then you're basically adding an extra movement for every movement that you take. So you move two feet is going to cost you 4 of your potential 30 that you have. So that's pretty, you know, straight and standard. The jumping rules come into place because oftentimes you have to jump over a pit, right? A pit trap is one of the most common kinds of traps. They may have snakes or spikes or skeletons or an ooze or something in that pit. So you want to jump over it. So you need to kind of know those rules. And then there's also the spell jump, which triples your jumping ability. And you're like, oh, well, wait, how do I jump? So you have to go back and look at that. And I ran a character for a long time that had the boots of striding and springing, which basically let him jump 3 times as much all the time. And then I added a belt of giant strength on top of that, because jumping is a strength-based thing. And yeah, so you kind of have to know these rules. Now, this is, you're right, a little in the realm of like a half and three quarters cover, where you're like, wait, why is that the way that works? That doesn't track with anything we've done so far. But basically is that a long jump that you can cover a number of feet equal to your strength score, as long as you have a running start. They recommend 10 feet. Okay. So if your strength is 10 average, if you get a running start and run 10 feet, you can jump 10 feet. And most, you know, pit traps are going to be about 10 feet wide. So that works out really well, except when your strength is 8, because you're a sorcerer and then you need some help. Now, if you don't take the running jump, it's half. So if you have a strength of 10, you can only jump 5 feet.
Okay.
And that's pretty common. I think even in real life, it's pretty good approximation. These aren't, you know, specific numbers. What's great here is that it also says now that if you don't have enough strength to do that, or you need to clear a barrier in that long jump, because the elevation doesn't really matter, that you can do a DC 10 strength athletics check to do this. Or acrobatics check to do that. And so if you do have that sorcerer who has the strength of 8 and they can't quite make that, they could either cast the jump spell, or they could try an athletics or acrobatics check to see if they can't get that little extra oomph. Or you could simply just throw a rope over and pull them at the right moment. You can do that. And then there's the high jump, which uses a totally different mechanic to figure out how high you can jump into the air to grab that second story window ledge as you sneak in to kill the king of Normandy. So the high jump is you can leap into the air a number of feet equal to 3 plus your strength modifier. Okay. So if you have a strength of 10, the modifier is 0 plus 3, so you can jump 3 feet straight in the air. But again, that's only if you moved at least 10 feet first and got a running start. If you don't, then it's half that. So so if you have average strength, like me, my real physical human stupid body, then you could, just standing there, you could only jump about a foot and a half. okay, that sounds about right. But if you get a running start, you could probably get up to 3 feet. Now, if you have great strength, like you have a strength of 18, now you have a bonfire of 4 plus 3 and running start. Now you can jump 7 feet into the air. That's great. Then the jump spell makes it 21 feet, which is ridiculous.
I can't help but visualize a halfling barbarian jumping significantly higher than like a human or elf wizard.
Hey, it's about the strength, not the weight, man. Right. It's great. I would even make the DC lower on that. That's amazing. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's kind of crazy. Like I remember when I was really big into rock climbing, there was a lot of people who were the best rock climbers I knew were these really small, slight women who were like 5 feet tall and weighed like 95 pounds. And they were kicking my butt because they had great strength, but they didn't have as much weight to have to deal with. And so they were killing it every day, you know? And so, yeah, I love the idea that halfling barbarian, just like, you know, jumping over the Goliath, over the giant and stabbing them in the back, multiclassing to rogue in a moment. So that's how the jump works. Long jump, it's your strength score. If you get a running shot, and if it's a high jump, it's your modifier plus 3 if you get a running start.
Okay, so you and it makes sense after you explained it, but you mix and match these depending on the player. Mm-hmm. Or the character, excuse me. So you might have somebody that can easily make a 10-foot jump and you're not going to question them on it, but then you might have another person like a wizard that couldn't using these mechanics, and so you might ask them for a roll. So it's not that you're not being fair, you're just using this as a way to set the stage of like, no, you can make it no problem, but you're going to need a check because you don't have these like abilities.
Yeah. The same way. Exactly. Yeah. And this is good information you can give to your players when they go, do I think I can make that? Well, what's your strength? It's an 8. Here's how the rule works. So
you have minus 1.
Yeah, you have minus 1. So to jump across this pit, you're going to get 8 feet. It's a 10-foot pit. So you have this sense that you probably don't think you could do this. What would you like to do now that you know that? You mm-hmm. know, and again, they make a choice, you narrate it, and the circle keeps on turning.
And then it's a monk that has like really great dexterity that can like jump on the top of somebody else as they're jumping mid-flight. And
right. or they have that ability where they can run across vertical surfaces and just run across the wall like they're the Flash. So, you know, it's not even a thing for them. They can do it while drinking a health potion. So those have a bit more codified rules because they're things that you'd actually need to do in combat sometimes as well. So
that makes sense. We hope that you guys enjoyed listening in this week. If you haven't already, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast and leave us a review. Jason and I really enjoy creating this content, and it definitely helps boost our charisma modifier every time we see a 5-star rating pop up. The compendium is also on Patreon, so if you like listening, that is a great way to contribute to the content that we create. New episodes are available every Tuesday and Friday, or if you're a patron, you get them a day early, so Mondays and Thursdays. And you can always keep up with us between episodes by following us on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Just look us up by searching for The Compendium. Thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next time.